You'd say you need to break open this blister and let the
water out.
Okay. If somebody got shot or stabbed in the leg, you might say, well, you need to take him to a doctor so that he can look at the
wound.
And if that wound doesn't heal cleanly, if a kind of white substance forms around it that you might have to cut out or burn out, what do you call that type of flesh?
Infected.
Have you ever heard people call that proud flesh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you get a little cut on your finger, you might have to go to the medicine cabinet to get some what to put on it.
I didn't know.
Okay.
Took
the whole hog.
Them pigs, you know, I was telling you about them little pigs. Yep. Mm-hmm. By them little cooking old pig, and we bought barbecue near about one every week.
Did you eat all that meat?
Well, we'd give it away.
Oh.
See, it wasn't them little 25 and 30 pound pigs.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't butch out about 20 pounds.
Oh.
Ham wouldn't be much bigger than your double fist. I give a lot of away and have people come in and eat with us. Some of my brother and sister, somebody cook one of them pigs on Sunday morning, and they'd come in and eat dinner with us. Eat up the whole pig. And that's the best eating you ever eat in your life, one of them little pigs.
Uh-huh. So a pig when it's young is better than a calf when it's young, the meat's
yeah,
better?
Yes, sir.
Does it work in just the reverse then for a pig as it does for a calf?
Yeah. Just a tendon. Thank you, Mr. Preacher. I bought a Mike Fresh refrigerator here. I was buying hogs and cows. I was butchering the markets. You could buy a 100-pound hog back then for $2 or $3.
Mm.
I'd kill one of them hogs, small hogs, 100-pound hogs. You butch out about 50 or 60 pounds, flipping them hamburgers, then mix them the corn in the refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
Boil them hams. That was good eating.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Take them side meats. Slice them fresh.
Uh-huh.
I'd rather have that than ham.
I hope
you're seeing that good What is it you call that bitter powder that you take for malaria?
Why?
You ever had to take any of that?
Yeah.
Talking about a patient that might be in the hospital, you might say, well, the doctor did everything he could, but the patient
passed away.
Or just
died.
Have you ever heard anything besides died or passed away used to refer to that? Maybe if a person were joking about something like that?
No, I don't know.
You ever heard the expression kicked the bucket?
Yeah.
What about croaked?
Yeah.